Why are we so blessed?
Well, we'll get to that later, Todd. First off, some predictions from the sports fans on today's game. Pat?
Bulls, 149-23.
Carl?
Bulls, 149-52.
Todd?
Bulls, 402-0.
The Bulls. The Bulls.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show.
Who can set the court on fire? Only the Bulls. Keep us burning with desire. Only the Bulls. Who can bring another title here?
So I'm walking in, minding my own business. I'm not hurting anybody. And I hear what I believe to be Dave Ennett say that Jim Boylan might get an extension. They might be whispering about an extension with the Bulls.
Not even whispering about it. I mean, John Paxson came right out and said it yesterday that they are considering it. He's talked to the Reinsdorfs about it, and it's, as he put it, very possible.
What was the Bulls' record this year?
22-60.
Doesn't seem like the kind of thing that would get you a better deal or a longer deal.
But I do think, you know, it's mitigated the record by the fact that they didn't have, I mean, basically all of the guys, their starters were hurt. I mean,
they would have been 30-52 instead.
Well, maybe they would have been a little better if those guys were healthy. I thought when they acquired Otto Porter Jr. in that trade, everybody kind of winced a little bit, but he played well for him. He gave him a lift.
We need the Bulls to be winners,
mm-hmm.
and that's why we've brought in our Chicago Bulls expert, Connor Gibbs. Connor joins us now just prior to school. Do you have school today?
Yeah.
What grade are you in now?
Fifth.
When are you going to quit school?
Why would you ask that?
He's got a lot of years left.
What are you talking about? Connor's a genius. Connor's got to move on. I see you going maybe another year.
Okay.
I'm kidding, Connor. Of course you're going to finish school. All right, so Connor, Jim, you are an NBA expert. You love basketball.
Mm-hmm.
You know it inside out.
Mm-hmm.
So what are we going to do with the Chicago Bulls?
I think in the offseason we should definitely trade Chris Dunn and Cristiano Felicio.
Don't go too fast.
I'm writing this. You're making notes? Okay.
And
what was the last guy you mentioned? Dana Felicio?
Yeah, Cristiano Felicio.
You sure that guy's on the team? Never heard of him.
Yeah, he makes too much money.
Okay.
And
Super Joe's nodding aggressively in there.
Okay,
in the
keep
booth.
Going, buddy.
In the draft, they probably need, or in free agency, a point guard and a big man. A lot of people think they're going to get the Jarrett Culver guy from Texas Tech.
You like that move?
I want them to get the DeAndre Hunter from Virginia.
Well, that'd be good, right?
Yeah.
Don't you want them to get Zion? Get the number one pick?
Yeah.
They have a 12% chance of getting it.
Yeah, I guess. If they got the number one pick, I actually wouldn't take Zion.
You wouldn't take Zion? Who would you take?
I would probably take Ja Morant or R.J. Barrett.
Well, Ja Morant, the kid from, he's spectacular.
Okay, so here we go. Connor has already figured out how to fix the Bulls, and we're talking about keeping Boylan. What are we doing? Connor, after school. All right, here's how this works, Connor. You come home after school, you see your family, you do your homework, mm-hmm. and you come downtown immediately, and you start working on the Bulls. What time's your bedtime?
Usually 9.
You're so smart. You could have this done by 8. You're back home by 9. I see him fixing the Bulls and doing all the things he needs to do and still seeing his family.
You could take that on.
I'm going to call Paxson. I'm going to get this done. Now, I can get you a lot of money for this, and I'll be your agent in this, okay? What are you making for an allowance right now?
If I, clean something, I'll get, $10.
I'm going to raise that to 11. $11.50.
All right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And the other millions that you get, I'm going to keep it for you and hold it until you're old enough to spend it responsibly.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to get back to the Ja Morant thing.
Hold on a second. I'm making a deal here.
Okay.
No, go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay, so Morant, you threw two names out there. Who else?
R.J. Barrett. He was Zion Williamson's teammate.
Yeah.
So I don't think Zion Williamson would be that good. So, in college he played pretty good because he's, athletic and stuff.
Uh-huh.
But he's only 6'6". But he has, the weight of, a big man. And
careful on the weight thing.
So if he wants to play, a big man, But he's only 6'6".
So you think the muscle in the NBA would keep him out of places that he could get to in college?
And he also can't really shoot. So if he's going to be like a, like Michael Jordan was 6'6".
Yeah.
So, and Michael Jordan could shoot. Like, if he wants to be like Michael Jordan, he would have to shoot. But he can't shoot.
I'll tell you what, that is the most honest assessment of Zion Williamson. Yeah. All this other, oh, he's the second coming. Oh, he's LeBron. Not Connor. Connor's giving it to you straight.
He is. He is. Although Michael Jordan became a better shooter over the course of his career.
Michael was a better shooter in college than Zion is now. I'm with you, man. Zion's done.
Okay. I would still take Zion.
All right. Can I talk to you about the playoffs?
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the playoff picture here. Let's take a look here. What time do you have to be to school?
8:05.
What are you doing in school today?
I think we have... We're just, like, chilling. We have standardized testing.
No, today?
Yeah.
Oh, gross.
What kind of test?
poor kid.
We have science today.
Science? You're pretty good at science?
Yeah.
You ever dissect anything?
We once dissected a flower.
That's not that. You got to dissect something that stinks. Like a dead frog or something.
There was a time where Connor was obsessed with the planets in the universe, Steve Grzanich. He knew every planet. I can remember being over there. And
well, he was only 9. Let's not give him too much credit. How many planets do you know?
No, when he was young. Like, you knew every... The solar system, that was your thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right, name all the planets in the universe. Go.
Mercury?
No, I'm kidding, dude. I'm kidding. All the planets in the universe. We'd be here till Bill and Wendy plus. All right, Bucks Pistons. Who you got?
I got Bucks.
Yep. Jazz Celtics. Who you got?
Jazz.
Sorry, that was that's a mock one. And if they if they combine both conferences together.
Oh, I thought this was actually the
the
playoffs.
Yeah, that's something different. Yeah, I was just
I have them for here funsies. If you want.
All right, go ahead.
Funsies.
Okay,
I like
so
funsies.
We got Bucks, Pacers, Celtics.
Oh yeah, Pacers.
Pacers. Okay. The other Eastern Conference, Nets, Sixers.
I think Sixers. I think Sixers.
Really? Okay.
Nets did good, but I think they'll be good next year, but I think the Sixers are going to beat them.
They don't quite have the playoff experience. Mm-hmm. How about the Magic and Toronto?
I think Toronto.
Yeah, I think that's a good pick. All right, in the West, you got the Clippers and Golden State.
Golden State.
Yeah. San Antonio, Denver?
I think the Spurs.
Thunder and Portland?
I think the Thunder.
Really?
Yeah.
That's starting on the... Portland's
picking upsets, man.
Yeah. And how about Utah and Houston?
Houston.
All right. Isn't this going to come down to the Golden State Warriors against whoever?
I think they're going to play Toronto.
Well, Toronto.
I think Toronto's going to beat the Bucks in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Warriors going to win again?
Warriors, yeah.
What is this, like 15 in a row? Has there ever been a champion other than the Warriors in your lifetime? That you remember? Not really, right?
Do you think it's a big deal, Connor, that LeBron James is not in the playoffs?
Like, how
Isn't that weird?
It is pretty weird.
It's totally weird. LeBron should come over to your house and watch the games. He's not doing anything. Right?
Also, since we talked to Connor last, he wrapped his own basketball season. And
Let me hear about that. That's way more important than this. How'd you do?
We won the consolation championship.
Well, that's fine. That's good. Kind of the NIT of your league?
Yeah, sort of.
Yeah, okay. And did you score?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Scored 20 points.
Nice.
Wow.
We don't give sitting ovations out that often. That's pretty impressive. What's your power move? You got a little inside move, or what do you do?
No, I usually just drive into the basket and either can pass it off or score.
So you take a little physical contact, maybe?
Yeah.
Get the hoop plus one?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Do you sign autographs for the fans afterwards?
If they ask.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. You said you're in fifth grade, right?
Yeah.
What do you want to do when you're in sixth grade? Just progress?
Yeah, probably.
Show up at school?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do we talk about this? I mean, other than being an NBA superstar, what do you want to be when you grow up? Do we talk about this before?
I don't know. Just like maybe an NBA GM would be cool.
Well, there you go.
Oh, you could pull that off.
Player
GM. Huh? Right? I don't like that at all. I like it a lot. And honestly, you should not let me represent you. Your dad should represent you.
Okay.
Because I'll bankrupt you in 2 weeks, I'm sure. Yeah, you don't need that. It's no good. Last question for our hero here. Who, literally, by the way, I'm not being funny about this. What you just suggested for the Bulls makes total sense. And if they don't put that into play and give you all the credit, then no one should go to a game next year. It should be crickets for the entire season at the Madhouse on Madison.
So do you think the staying with Boylan is a good idea?
Well, I mean, I think he actually did pretty good. I don't think that, well, I think it was a good move to fire the other guy. And
Freddie Hoiberg.
Yeah. And I think Boylan plays aggressive, and if he, like, if players aren't injured and he has a good team, I think he could be a good coach.
All right, so because you said that, I'm going to give him room.
Okay.
I'm going to let him stay for now because you said that, because, Connor, I respect you.
Mm-hmm.
Now get to school and do that well on that test. Okay. Go nail that science test.
I thought you told him to quit school.
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
I would never, messages this morning.
Never tell a child that. You go to school and you nail that test. Thanks for coming over, buddy.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure to have you.